Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We're back here on the second guest show. Mike Dettelia along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, live from the Silver Slipper Casino beachside in Hancock County, Mississippi. Let's go to our Oakwood Heart Jewelers talking text line. Let's go to Hollywood and Thibodeau. Hollywood, in the huddle with Bobby and Mike.
Hey, Bobby. Hey, Mike. How y'all doing?
All right, Hollywood.
Hey, Hollywood. So without the Saints, I know you probably will focus on the Tigers, right? And I know E.D. White had a hard-fought loss to Lutcher right
man,
on Friday. That
was, man, I told you. I thought Lutcher was a little bit better. You was at that game, Hollywood?
Yeah, I was at E.D. White Lutcher game. My grandson plays for E.D. White. But one thing about them two teams, compared to the Saints, they play with more heart and passion, and they care a lot. Saints right now, they don't care at all. You know, that's the way I saw it Thursday night. If they would put out a little bit and care a little bit, they could beat Denver. Denver's not nothing. You know, I don't think Denver's a greater team than Saints. We do have Andrew, but if the backup would play a little bit more and care a little bit, I think we could have competed better.
And you know, Hollywood, it's not like even we beat the Cowgirls. I mean, Bobby, look, we started out 2-0. Yeah, Carolina's not very good, and the Cowgirls suck. I mean, come on. Who did we? Now, if we would have, in the first 2 weeks, if we would have come away with a win against the Lions, Packers, or Vikings, that might be a different story. But Dallas is not very good. So you have to look at who you're playing and then who you beat. And, you know, but Hollywood, you got to be disappointed to me. Because you're an old school fan and how you follow football with the defense and how they tackle.
Bobby, where's the defensive line at? We don't put pressure on the quarterback. And I looked at a little tape. It looks like they're all four defensive linemen back up. They should be attacking the quarterback, attacking the running backs. That's why our DB has got so much tackles altogether. But
he's leading the team in tackles. I mean, come on. Hollywood, to me, okay, you look at like, and then we tooted his horn and we're all excited. We got to get more sacks. And obviously we do got to get more sacks, high 40s or low 50s, to influence the opposing quarterback. What the hell Chase Young's done? He ain't getting freaking paid.
He ain't done nothing.
What, he got a sack and a half?
Yep.
You know what? They run right at his behind. He gets knocked 4 or 5 yards off the ball. I mean, we don't set the line of scrimmage, get penetration, the tackles for loss and all that. Our front seven, our defensive line, we soft as cotton. And, you know, you're in the NFL, you never want to be soft. To me right now, if I'm playing the Saints and I'm going against Dennis Allen, the defense, the way they're playing that front seven, and you might put in another safety or defensive back in the box to stop the run. Then they might exploit you with the pass. Now that Paulson and Debo's out, they're going to pick on Kool-Aid and all that. And I don't know with Lattimore. All of a sudden, isn't it ironic that Lattimore, all of a sudden, things aren't going well for the team? Oh, my hamstring. I mean, I don't know. That's why right now everybody looks at the team. But I look what's in Dennis Allen's wheelhouse. He needs to light a fire under that defense. That D, because that's his baby. The offense, we've had a bunch of injuries and all that. And then Spencer Rattler's behind the eight ball considering, top two receivers are out. Come on. And now Rashid Shaheed's out for the season.
Yep.
I'm telling you, we'd have to win games right now like 17-13 or something like that.
It'd be old school football.
Yeah.
So that means you got to play defense.
And the way our defense is playing, we ain't winning that way.
No.
The opponent team's going to score in the 20s, and we're not going to be able to match that.
No.
Bobby, what you think about Dennis Allen throwing Kubiak under the bus with that timeout?
Well, I mean, when you look at the timeout and time management, you can have brain farts, but we had way more than that we got to worry about. Now, if the game's on the line and we lost the game because of that, you might have a problem with it. But that's like nitpicking. We have bigger problems than that right now.
Much bigger than that. But to me, I would have said, hey, look, it was my fault. Take responsibility. Somebody else did call it, but it was my fault. You got to accept it at that point.
Well, the thing is, all I know is Dennis Allen is in charge of the defense, and if something happens offensively...
That's Clint Kubiak.
Yes. And so you are the head coach. You got to take responsibility and all that. But, no, and Dennis, I guarantee you, his wife's probably even asking him, come on, honey, what's wrong with the defense? I mean, what are we doing? You might say, well... you know, the injuries, but is that no injuries like we've had on the offensive side?
It's not like on defense. Everybody's dealing with some injuries one way or another, but it's not a major overhaul on the defensive side. Werner's out.
Hey, listen.
And Adebo's out.
Our defensive line sucks. We don't control no damn line of scrimmage. Our defensive line, no one's fearful of our defensive line. Brian Brzee, I think. He's up and coming. He can rush the passer, but he can't play the run.
And Carl Grandison's a good player.
Carl Grandison's the only one that would be starting on another team. Ain't none of those other cats would even be starting on another NFL team. You think I might be harsh, but that's the truth.
That is the truth. We'll be back. Thank you so much for the call, Hollywood. We appreciate it.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld at Odyssey Podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.